FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The National Council of SPCAs has warned that South Africa is on the brink of an avian flu disaster due to government inaction. Senior Inspector Nazareth Appelsamy says another outbreak could devastate the poultry industry. He's called on Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen to revise vaccination policies. Appelsamy says without urgent intervention, an outbreak is inevitable with dire economic and animal welfare consequences.
In the UK and the US, millions of birds are now currently infected. Producers are forced to cull these birds. We are concerned because these wild birds will migrate to South Africa. So this increases the chances of us also being infected.
To Gauteng, two suspected drug mules have been nabbed at OR Tambo International Airport after arriving from Brazil. A 24-year-old Brazilian man and a 51-year-old South African woman were found with cocaine worth more than 1.2 million rand, some ingested as bullets. Provincial Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says they were arrested yesterday.
The process of releasing these substances is ongoing, and the final quantity and value of the seized drugs will be determined upon completion. Further investigations are underway to establish any potential links between the two individuals.
Back home, the family of the late Ashwin Trikamjee has described him as a kind, intelligent and big-hearted giant. Trikamjee, who was the president of the South African Hindu Mahasabha, passed away this week after losing his battle with stage 4 cancer. He was 80 years old. Speaking at his funeral in Durban yesterday, Trikamjee's daughter Thulja says his death has left a void in the family.
It was the magnanimity and greatness of your being that allowed me to believe that you would be the one patient to defy everything that I knew as a doctor and prove the world wrong by fighting this. Ash, I always knew you were extraordinary, but this last month you proved it in a whole other way.
And abroad, Israel's defense minister has warned the military will hit back after intercepting 3 rockets fired from Lebanon into northern Israel. The Israeli military says 3 rockets entered Israeli territory today but were intercepted. A November 27 truce largely halted more than a year of fighting between Iran-backed Hezbollah and Israel. Your top story this hour. The National Council of SPCAs has warned that South Africa is on the brink of an avian flu disaster due to government inaction. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za under the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.